The Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening from the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Hi, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians and the Marion Local Lady Flyers high school basketball game. Marion Local is 11-5 on the season, 4-1 in the MAC conference. They lead the conference. Actually, they're in second place in the conference, I believe. Minster does lead the conference. Fort Recovery is 5-8 on the year, 2-2 in the conference. These two teams met back on December the 27th as a part of the Battle of State Route 119 tournament, and Fort Recovery lost to Marion Local only by three at that time, 39-36. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from Dr. Kim Vormore and all the staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart, at the Vormore Family Dentistry Office on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Vormore would love to be your family's dentist. Again, Dr. Kim Vormore at Vormore Family Dentistry wishing the Lady Indians good luck in tonight's game. Sage Luthold jumping for Fort Recovery, and she got the tap as she was jumping there against Nora Eckstein. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Marion Local. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor is Calp Pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy, your Health Mart Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, also Burn, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana. Callie Wendell with the basketball. She hands it off to Sage Luthold, top of the key. Right side it goes to McKenna Hillscamp. She'll come down, drive, and fire and hit. McKenna Hillscamp scoring, the freshman, to give Fort Recovery the first lead of the game at 2-0. Marion Local with the basketball over in the right corner. They try to get it down inside, but was swiped away by Carly Niekamp as they tried to hit Allison Dirksen inside, and now Marion Local steals it away. So we trade turnovers here. Down in the right corner it goes to Maya Eckstein. She will pass it off. Back out front it goes. Over on the left corner, welcome to the broadcast, whether you're listening on WPGW Radio or whether you're listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com or watching on the High School Sports Network. Marion Local misses a couple of shots in there. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll be given to the Lady Flyers. Tossing it in here for Marion Local is Kate Ashman. And the ball's loose and stolen by Fort Recovery. Down comes Callie Wendell off to McKenna Hillscamp. Driving, firing, hitting. And she's fouled in the act of shooting. McKenna Hillscamp fouled in the act of shooting. It was whistled on Nora Eckstein. And McKenna Hillscamp goes to the line for one. She puts it up, and it is no good. Rebound comes down to Allison Dirksen. Lady Flyers bring it up. And we have a held ball call. I think I said Kate Ashman was in there. I believe it's Amaya Eckstein, actually, that I should have said. And Maya Eckstein will toss the ball in now for Marion Local underneath their own basket after the held ball. And Marion Local almost threw it away, but they retain possession. Back out front it goes, top of the key. Dribbling the basketball there is Ava Unrast. Over to Eckstein, back out top, over on the right to Unrast on the right wing. Passing top to Maya Eckstein, back to Unrast. Unrast back at the center circle. She works her way to the right wing, back out top. Score is 4-0. Fort Recovery leading on two baskets by McKenna Hillscamp. There's Dirksen with it. Now she'll pass over on the right to Unrast. Tries to go inside. Ball is tipped away by Cameron Mollenkamp. And here's McKenna Hillscamp up and no good. Ball is out of bounds. It's going to be given to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. They say last touch by Marion Local. Callie Wendell will now lob it in. Comes into Carly Niekamp. Carly had a very nice game the other night against Indian Lake. McKenna Hills Camp on the left. Back outside it goes to Cameron Mullenkamp. Now over to Carly, and she threw it away. Oh, they say it was tipped. They say it was tipped by Maya Eckstein. So Fort Recovery gets the ball back. Carly Niekamp will toss it in into Cameron Mullenkamp. Cameron's sister, Kennedy, unfortunately is out for the season with a shoulder injury. Now, Kennedy, a very valuable player, and she played against Marion Local back when we took them on back on December 27th when we lost that game only by 3 points. McKenna Hillscamp comes down, feeds underneath to Cameron Mullenkamp. Missed it, but she's fouled in the act of shooting, and she will have 2 shots. I'm going to call that on Dirksen, I believe. Yep. Allison Dirksen picks up her first personal foul. And so Cameron Mullenkamp goes to the free throw line. First one's good. That makes it now 5-0. Lady Indians get the early lead here. Cameron will have one more. It's in the air, and it is good again. 2 swisharoos. And Lady Indians on top 6-0 here in the early going in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has a weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just sign up at a friendly Cal Pharmacy near you. Marion Local with the ball. In it goes to Eckstein, up and no good. Rebound comes to Cameron Mullenkamp. Down comes McKenna Hillscamp. Right side, Callie Wendell, 3-point shot, no good. And it goes out of bounds to Marion Local. They say, I think they said that maybe it went over the top of the bankboard. So Marion Local has the basketball, trailing 6-0 here in the early going, 4:40 to go in the first quarter. Right down in the right corner with the ball is Eckstein. Maya Eckstein is fouled by Fort Recovery. Going to call that one on Cameron Mullenkamp. Must have picked up the foul. Number one on her. Eckstein will toss it in. Comes out to Dirksen outside. She'll pass it back out here to Nora Eckstein. We have Maya and Nora Eckstein in the lineup, so I guess I need to make sure you know which one has the ball. Personal foul called on Fort Recovery's Carly Niekamp, apparently. So Marion Local has the basketball. And intercepted by Carly as they tried to get it inside. She'll bring it down on the left side to Callie Wendell. Lost the ball out of bounds, and who's going to get it? Apparently went off Fort Recovery. I don't think either official really saw the play exactly, but that's what it got called. Walking the ball up the court is Ava Unrast for Marion Local. Buck on the left, back to Unrast, top of the key. On the right wing it goes. Cross-court pass over on the left, down in the corner. 3-point shot is no good by Maya Eckstein. Rebound, Marion Local. Unrast with the ball out front. On the left it goes to Nora Eckstein. Ball is tipped by Callie Wendell out of bounds. It'll be given to the Flyers right in front of the Fort Recovery bench. Remember, if you need handicap medical equipment, you'll find it at the Handicap Medical Equipment Center at the Fort Recovery Industrial Park, owned and operated by Cal Pharmacy. It's got to deal with the handicap equipment. They have it all there at their Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Fort Recovery ends up stealing the ball away. Back outside to Callie Wendell. Wendell will drive, and the ball is going to be, I'm going to call it offensive foul on Callie. Yep. Offensive foul on Callie Wendell. They say she crashed into one of the Marion Local Lady Flyers, and we have a timeout on the court. Marion Local calls timeout. So we'll be back in a moment here on PG 14 and J Country 101 Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kauf of Kauf Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. January is National Bath Safety Month. Now is the perfect time to learn more about what we can do to take precautions in one of the most dangerous, frequently visited rooms in the house. Let our experienced customer service specialists at Kauf Pharmacy assist you or your loved ones with product suggestions for a home bathroom to increase safety, comfort, convenience, livability for everyone. The Kauf Pharmacy showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, our studio producers tonight, Eric Catterly with WPGW Radio, Neil Spencer with FortRecoveryRadio.com. I'm Rob Weaver, your announcer tonight, and we've got girls basketball, Marion Local visiting here at Fort Recovery, and Fort Recovery leads 6-0. 3:13 to go in the first quarter. Marion Local has not scored yet. And there is a foul call on Fort Recovery. It's going to be called on Sage Wendell. So that's the fourth for the team. So the next foul, Marion Local will get free throws if there is a next foul in this quarter. Back out front it goes to Nora Eckstein. There's Unrest driving the lane. Scoops it up and in. There's your first basket for Marion Local. Ava Unrast on a nice drive down the lane. And it's 6-2. Lady Indians on top by four. Fort Recovery has had several positions with possessions without scoring here. Cameron Mullenkamp traveled with the ball. Turnover Indians, and Marion Local will have the ball back.
Experiencing some technical issues. We're going to try to get this fixed, and it might take a while, and we might not get it fixed, but we're going to try to get everything going here pretty shortly.
Of the Lady Indians. Out front with the basketball there was Kate Ashman. Now down to Unrest, puts it up, missed it. Rebound back up and in and out, no good by Kate Ashman. Back up and no good again. And it goes out of bounds off Marion Local. Fort Recovery will get the ball. Marion Local picking Lady Indians up full court here. Pass comes in from Carly Niekamp to McKenna Hillscamp in the middle to Callie Wendell. Wendell comes down back over on the right to McKenna Hillscamp, firing and missing. Rebound Callie Wendell. Dribbles the ball, and it goes off her foot and out of bounds. It'll be given to the Marion Local Lady Flyers. Another turnover. Fort Recovery scored 6 points pretty early. Here we are with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's been quite a while since the Lady Indians have put one in. Marion Local with the ball right now. There's Kate Ashman, and she has the ball tied up by Callie Wendell. Callie just reached in and grabbed the ball and ties her up. Out of bounds to Marion Local on the alternating possession. Kate Ashman will toss it in here. Nope, correction. That was Maya Eckstein. Ava Unrast with the ball over on the right side. Maya Eckstein goes into Dirksen, fires, and oh, it rolls out of there. No good. Rebound Carly Niekamp. Here comes Carly down the court, and she drug her pivot foot, travels. Another Fort Recovery turnover. Way too many here in the first quarter. But surprisingly, Indians are leading 6-2 at the moment. Marion Local with the basketball. Ava Unrast with it. Right side it goes to Kate Ashman. Ashman on the wing. Now passes back out top to Unrast. Unrast goes on the left to Dirksen. Allison Dirksen bounces down low. There's Maya Eckstein up and in off the glass. Nice bank shot by Maya Eckstein. That makes it 6-4. Fort Recovery still leading, but only by two now here in the Kauf Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget the Fort Recovery location of Kauf Pharmacy is open extra hours during the week until 7 Monday through Thursday and until 6 on Friday nights. Here's Carly Niekamp inside up, no good. Rebound Sage Luthold, no good. Rebound Cameron Mullenkamp, and no good again. Rebound Sage Leuthold. The ball's out of bounds off of Marion Local. Fort Recovery will retain possession. Several offensive rebounds there, but couldn't get it to go in. Coming in for Marion Local is Audrey Winner now, and leaving is Maya Eckstein. Inside to Carly Wendell. She puts it up no good, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. And Carly will be at the free throw line for two shots. So far, the Lady Indians tonight are two out of three at the free throw line. Let's make it four out of five. Carly steps up there at the line. 5 it up and got it. Makes it 7-4 now. Fort Recovery finally got off the 6. These two teams played very close the last time, only a 3-point game with Marion Local winning. This free throw is good. It's 8-4. Lady Indians by 4 now here in the first quarter. Cal Pharmacy scoreboard, only 20 seconds to go. And here's a pass that's stolen by McKenna Hillscamp over to Callie Wendell. Fort Recovery with the ball. Carly Niekamp has it, and they're going to say Carly stepped on the sideline, out of bounds. Sophie Guggenbiller comes in for Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp will set down. Coming in is Bryn Willman for Fort Recovery as well. Here comes Marion Lobel with just a few seconds left in the first quarter, 9 seconds. Ball's tipped away by Sage Leuthold. On the left it goes to Unrest, no good at the horn. Unrest drove the left baseline and put it up, and it would have gone. If it would have gone, it would have been good, but it didn't go down. And so we've completed one quarter of play. Fort Recovery with the lead 8-4. At the end of one quarter of play. Excellent defense by the Lady Indians. We'll be back with quarter two coming up in just a moment. Thanks to Calp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor.
Hi, this is Amanda Segers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, Lady Indians have the ball to start the second quarter of play, brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49. At the south edge of Fort Recovery, Ohio, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. Marion Local knocks the ball loose. We got a held ball, so it'll go to Marion Local on the alternating possession. So count that as a turnover for the Lady Indians. Tossing it in there is Audrey Winner. Ava Unrast with the basketball across the center circle on the right side, back out top. On the left to Unrest, firing and missing. Rebound comes down to Marion Local. Ball's knocked out of bounds. It's off of, they say it was off of Nora Eckstein, and Fort Recovery will get the basketball. Again, Lady Flyers are pressing Fort Recovery here, full courts. Kenna Hillscamp will pass it in to Carly Niekamp. She dribbles the basketball across the timeline, passing over to Callie Wendell. Wendell circles around the right side of the lane, now to McKenna Hillscamp, now back out to Carly. Carly almost lost it. She She did lose it. Marion Local comes up with the basketball. Bringing it down is Nora Eckstein. Right side to Unrest. Three-pointer is no good. Rebound is knocked around. And who's going to get it? Apparently a held ball goes to Fort Recovery. I guess it should go to Fort Recovery. Yeah. They were going to give it to Marion Local. I was wondering about that, but. Carlene Ekamp tossing it in to McKenna Hillscamp. McKenna brings it up across the timeline. Works her way to the left. Back out top. Back to the left to Sage Wendell. Sage traveled, but they didn't call it. Callie Wendell on a three. Does not go. Rebound chased down by Callie. Again, our second quarter brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio. The score is 8-4. Lady Indians on top by four. Sage Luthold back outside to Callie. Three-pointer is no good. Rebound comes down to Marion Local. Is getting the rebound and taking it out of the pack was Maya Eckstein, and the ball's tipped out of bounds by Carly Niekamp. Will be given to Marion Local. Pass comes in to Ava Unrest. Right side it goes. Audrey Winner and tried to pass inside, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Marion Local. Fort Recovery with the ball on the turnover. And Carly Niekamp tosses it in to Callie Wendell, and there's a foul called right away on Marion Local. It's going to be whistled. Audrey Winter gets called for the foul. Marion Local continuing to press Fort Recovery here. Comes in to Callie Wendell. Callie will bring it up. No problem there across the timeline. Right side, back out top. She works her way down the left side of the lane. Lost the ball. And it goes out of bounds. I think it went off Marion Local. No, they say it went off Fort Recovery. Went off Fort Recovery, so the Flyers have the basketball. Another low-scoring quarter. We haven't had any scoring here in the quarter. We've played more than 2 minutes. Right side to Unrest. Ava Unrest dribbles to the top of the key. Goes back to the right, stops, passes over here on the left to Maya Eckstein. Eckstein fires free throw line, in and out, no good. Rebound Dirksen, no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery, Sophie Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller picks up the rebound. Callie Wendell out top between the circles. Works her way to the right side of the lane. Hands off to Sage Luthold. She'll come around. Stops. Feeds over to Carly Wendell. Carly right side to Callie Wendell. Wendell tries to go baseline. Shut off there. Brings it back out top. Top of the key for Callie between the circles now. She will pass on the left side to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp passing to Sophie Guggenbiller, top of the key, right side to Callie Wendell, down low to Sage Luthold, and lost the ball and stolen by Marion Local. And now there's going to be a foul called on Sage Luthold. Stealing that ball away was Nora Eckstein. Nice job for Nora. No shooting foul here. Only the first foul on Fort Recovery here in the second period. Again, brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. Right side it goes, back on the left. Open shot from about 3-point range, no good. Rebound, Sage Luthold out to Callie Wendell. Here comes Callie one-on-one. She'll come down, a collision, the ball's loose. Out of bounds, they say it's going to go to Fort Recovery. Cameron Mullenkamp will report back in, and Sage Luthold will take a rest. Lady Indians have McKenna Hillscamp, Carly Niekamp, Cameron Mullenkamp, Callie Wendell, and Sophie Guggenbiller in the lineup. And now the officials change their decision, and they give the basketball to Marion Local. Down comes Ava Unrath. She'll pass over on the left to Maya Eckstein. Back out top it goes to Kate Ashman. Over on the right wing to Unrath. Back on the left wing. Maya Eckstein passes down in the corner. There's a shot by Unrath up. No good. Did not hit any iron at all. Rebound comes to Carly Niekamp. All the way down. Pops the shot. Got it. Carly Niekamp with her first field goal of the night. She has 4 points on the night. She and McKenna Hillskamp both have four to lead the team. It's 10-4. Lady Indians by six here. Marion Local, a very slow start. Shot from the left side is no good by Marion Local. Rebound, Carly Niekamp. Marion Local lost a close game the other night to St. Mary's that they could have won but didn't. Out to Cameron Mullenkamp to Callie Wendell. Callie has not found her shooting eye yet tonight. Dribbles the ball, stops. Feeds to McKenna Hillskamp, but Marion Local may have stolen it away. It's up for grabs. Cameron Mullenkamp has it, and a foul's going to be called on Marion Local. That's going to be whistled there on Maya Eckstein. Coming in the lineup for Marion Local is Kylie Shainline, and leaving the lineup is Kate Ashman. You're listening to WPGW Radio in Portland, Indiana, FortRecoveryRadio.com, and the National High School TV Network, National Federation TV Network. Glad to have you tuned in or watching tonight here on this from the Fortside Fieldhouse for this high school girls basketball game. Carly Niekamp with the basketball. Passing on the right side to McKenna Hillskamp. Lost it, but got it back. There's Callie on a three. No good. Won't go. Her shooting eye is just not on here this evening. Does go out of bounds. Will be given, apparently went off of Marion Local, so Fort Recovery will toss it in. Callie Wendell puts it in play. And the Lady Indians throw it away on the inbounds pass. Down comes Marion Local as Unrath came up with the ball, and she scores on the layup. That cuts the lead to 10-6 now. Fort Recovery leads by four. McKenna Hillskamp brings it down for the Lady Indians on the left side to Sophie Guggenbiller in the lane, and she's going to be called for traveling. Sophie, only a freshman. She played in the reserve game tonight and had 4 points in that. We'll run down the reserve game scoring for you at the halftime of the varsity here, which was won by Marion Local 40-27. Marion Local jumped out to an 18-5 lead in that game, and they never looked back. Here is Dirksen firing and hitting a three. Allison Dirksen with a three. And it's 10-9. Lady Flyers back to within 1 point. That's as close as they've been in a long time. Cameron Mullenkamp over to Callie Wendell. Wendell way outside. Being very closely guarded by Maya Eckstein. Passes off to Cameron Mullenkamp on the left to McKenna Hillskamp. She'll fire a three. Got it. I guess just a two. Close to a three, but only a two for McKenna Hillskamp. She has 6 points now on the evening. And there's a foul called on Fort Recovery. Whistled on, looks like Cameron Mullenkamp picks up the foul. Here comes Sophie Guggenbiller back in the lineup. Let's see who's going to leave. Sage Luthold will leave. Inbounds pass. Comes to the free throw line to Dirksen, and she tried to pass inside to Maya Eckstein, and it's stolen away by Fort Recovery. McKenna Hillskamp, she comes down, and she lost the ball out of bounds. Turnovers, turnovers, too many turnovers tonight here. 12-9, Fort Recovery leads Marion Local by 3 little points here in the second quarter, brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. For all your service for your farm machinery, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service. There's one up and in by Marion Local. was scored by Maya Eckstein, getting her 4 points on the night, and Fort Recovery will have the basketball. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. Don't forget to see the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Callie Wendell with the ball. Lady Indians lead by one, 12-11. Callie comes down, lost it, bringing it up the court. And now a collision and a held ball. Collision between Callie Wendell and Kylie Shainline, and ended up calling a held ball, which goes to Marion Local. Here comes Bryn Willman back in the game for Fort Recovery, and Cameron Mullenkamp will leave. Tossing the ball in here for Marion Local, Nora Eckstein. Goes back outside. Three-point shot is off the mark, no good, by Kylie Shainline. Rebound for Recovery. Willman came down with a rebound. Over to McKenna Hillscamp. 12 seconds to go. Lady Indians need to get a shot off here. Callie Wendell with it, down to 6 seconds. Left side. Carly Niekamp. There's Callie on a three. It does not go. Boy, Callie just couldn't buy one here in the first half of play. She comes up empty-handed. No points in the half, as that three goes astray, and the score at halftime. It's 12-11. Fort Recovery Lady Indians leading by 1 point. Thanks again to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. You'll find the Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Again, on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery, Ohio. We'll be back with the halftime stats coming your way in just a moment, right after this.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th through the 27th. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during the week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. We are offering flu, pneumonia, shingles, COVID-19 vaccines, as well as the new RSV vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash and credit cards. So to schedule your vaccine appointment, call your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Six years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Rob Weaver back at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Boy, it's going to be a big win if Fort Recovery can hang on and pull this one out. But they've got to score some points. Only 12 points here in the first half for the Lady Indians. They are leading by one, but still, that's not going to hold up. If they don't score more than that, that's not going to hold up in the second half. Okay, in the reserve game, let's take a look at that first. Fort Recovery lost that one 40-27 to Marion Local. First quarter was 18-5, Marion Local on top by 13 points. At halftime, it was 28-13, Marion Local leading by 15. After three, it was 34-20. And again, the final score, 40-27. Fort Recovery was led in scoring tonight by Bridget Homan with 9 points. Had a very nice game. Bridget had 3 2-point baskets and was 3 out of 6 at the free throw line for her 9 points. After that, it was Cameron Mullenkamp coming through with 5. She had 2 2-point baskets and unfortunately was only 1 of 5 from the free throw line for Cameron Mullenkamp. After that, we'd go to Sophie Guggenbiller, who had 4 points. She had a 2-point goal and was 2 out of 4 at the free throw line for her 4 points. 3 points for Ivy Toby on a 2-point basket and 1 out of 3 at the free throw line. Also, 2 points for Emma Schmitz on 2 out of 2 at the line. 2 points for Maddie Shainline on a 2-point goal. And 2 points for Cadence Eber on a 2-point basket, 0-for-1 at the free throw line for Cadence Eber. Again, 27 points for the Lady Indians. Once again, the victorious Lady Flyers had 40 points. They were led in scoring by Kylie Shainline with 13. She had a total of 5 2-point baskets and 1 3-point basket for her 13 points. 9 of her points were in the first half. 8 points for Hannah Rendler. She had 2 2-point baskets, a 3-point basket, and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line for her 8 points. All of her points were in the first half. After that, we drop down to Kaylin Toby, who had 5 points on a 3-point basket and 2 out of 2 at the line. 2 points apiece for Maria Mesher. 4 points for Maria Mesher on 2 2-point baskets. It was 4 points for Clara Homan on 2 2-point baskets. 4 points for Molly Bruns on 2 2-point baskets. And 2 points for Audrey Hess on a 2-point goal. Clara Homan, I make sure I give her the right number of points. She had 4 points in the game with 2 2-point baskets. So 40 total points for Marion Local over Fort Recovery 27 in that reserve game tonight. We'll be back to take a look at the varsity scoring. It won't take me too long to do that because there's only 23 points in the first half, 12 by Fort Recovery, 11 by Marion Local. We'll do that right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Take command of productivity with New Holland T5 Series Tractor, available at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery. With 4 easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model that's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with four-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School Basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry Office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Coming up, our third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, and they're also nearby St. Henry and Coldwater, Rossburg, Ohio, many other area communities. That's Cooper Farms. Okay, scoring for the varsity game, Fort Recovery led 8-4 at the first quarter, and they lead 12-11 here at the half. Fort Recovery led by McKenna Hillscamp with 6 points on 3 2-point baskets, 0 out of 1 at the line. 4 points for Carly Niekamp on 2 out of 2 at the line and a 2-point basket for 4 points. And Cameron Mullenkamp has 2 points on 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. For Marion Local, they have Ava Unrast and Maya Eckstein, both with 4 points. Ava Unrast with 2 2-point baskets and Maya Eckstein with 2 2-point baskets. Allison Dirksen has a 3-point basket, and that's it. 4 for Maya Eckstein, 4 for Ava Unrast, 3 for Allison Dirksen. So great defense by Fort Recovery, and Marion Local shooting has just been off terribly here in the first half. Fort Recovery on the other side, they've struggled too. They only have 12 points. So that's the way it is at halftime. Fort Recovery leading 12-11. We're ready to go with the third quarter, brought to you again by Cooper Farms. And Fort Recovery will have the basketball to start things out here. Callie Wendell with it out front. Right side it goes to McKenna Hillscamp. McKenna will pass off to Sage Luthold. Down the left side to Callie Wendell. Wendell brings it out top center circle. Callie did not have a single basket in the first half, which is very unusual for her. Here's Callie firing and missing again. And the ball goes out of bounds. They say off Fort Recovery. Now, Fort Recovery is going to win this game. They've got to get some scoring from Callie Wendell. And she's had several pretty open shots. They just won't go down for her. Eckstein will fire it up. Maya, it's good. And that gives Marion Local their first lead of the game, 13-12. And that's Maya Eckstein's 6th point of the night. Carly Niekamp with the basketball on the left side to Callie Wendell, and she threw it away. A little miscommunication there between Callie and Carly. And so Marion Local comes up with the basketball. They lead 13-12 here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Right side to Winter, back out top to Unrast. On the left side to Maya Eckstein, over in the right corner to Dirksen. And the ball is knocked away by McKenna Hillscamp, but Winter got it back. Now inside it goes, back outside. There's a shot by Unrast. Good. 3-point basket by Ava Unrast. And Marion Local scores 5 points here in the first minute of play. And the ball's loose. Fort Recovery picks it up at the other end. The shot was blocked there. McKenna Hillscamp has it. She is tripped, and a foul is going to be called on Ava Unrast. Once again, our studio producers tonight, Eric Catterly at the radio station at WPGW. Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com, and we're also on the National Federation High School Sports Network. Right side to McKenna Hillscamp, misses the three. Rebound comes to Marion Local. Down comes the Lady Flyers. Dirksen saves it, but into the hands. Whoops. Goes out of bounds, and they say it went off Callie Wendell. So the Flyers will have it. Maya Eckstein tosses it in to Ava Unrast. Right side to Mallory Winter. Correction, Audrey Winter, I should say. Audrey Winter. Around the horn, over on the left side. Audrey Winter gets it. Passing over on the right now. Back on the left to Dirksen. She'll fire a three and hit it. Nope, they say a two. Just give her a two. Must have been just inside the line. It gives her 5 points. And it's 18-12 as Marion Local has scored the first 7 points of this third quarter, and this game's not going to get out of hand here in a hurry if Fort Recovery doesn't answer with some kind of scoring here. Callie Wendell into Sage Luthold. She dribbles the ball, passes to Cameron Mullenkamp, goes right out top to McKenna Hillskamp. McKenna drives down the lane, feeds over on the left to Carly Niekamp. Back to McKenna Hillskamp. McKenna is fouled. Going to call that foul on Audrey Winter. That was really a pretty picky call, if you want to ask me. You don't have to ask me. Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Check out all the employment opportunities at Cooper Farms by going to cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team. Callie Wendell with the ball. Passing on the right side to Cameron Mullenkamp. Back outside to Callie Wendell. Dribbles the basketball, works her way to the right. Lobs it inside to McKenna Hillskamp. Oh, it's no good. Rolls off the rim, but she'll be at the line for 2 shots. Maya Eckstein picked up the foul. McKenna Hillskamp will go to the free throw line. She is 0 for 1 so far tonight. And this one is way off. Air ball for McKenna. Cooper Farm scoreboard, 4:17 to go in the third quarter. Fort Recovery trails 18-12. This one's up, and it is good. Got 1 of 2. Lady Indians led the whole first half, and Marion Local has taken charge here with some quick scoring here in the third period. 18-13 now, a 5-point lead for the Lady Flyers. Pass over to Nora Eckstein. She'll pass off to Ava Unrast. Unrast will fire it up and hit a 10-footer. She's one of their big guns, and she now has 9 points. Only had 4 at halftime, but 5 here in the third quarter. And it's 20-13. Lady Indians down by 7. Wide open, McKenna Hillskamp drains a 3. They made a mistake there. McKenna can kill them from that range. She is only a freshman, very nice player. 20-16, Lady Indians back to within 4 points. That was just what the doctor ordered right there, that 3-point shot by Hillskamp. And there's the ball almost stolen. It's still up for grabs. Marion Local comes up with it. Oh, my, they're going to call over and back on Marion Local. Marion Local thought Callie Wendell touched that. Callie caused that. But Marion Local was called for over and back. Marion Local fans not too happy, as you can hear them in the background here. Callie Wendell with the basketball. And she's fouled. That was a pretty picky foul there on Kate Ashman. That's the 4th team foul now on Marion Local here in the third period. 3:09 to go. Pass comes in to Callie Wendell. Callie way out front here. Works her way to the right. Goes off the screen by Carly Niekamp. Back the other way. Feeds to Cameron Mullenkamp. Here's Carly Niekamp. Callie Wendell with the ball. Need to get the ball to McKenna. She's got the hot hand. Callie Wendell with it, drives underneath, tries to feed to McKenna. She does get it, but no open shot. McKenna gets it back out here to Carly Niekamp. She'll go inside, throws it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Dirksen for Marion Local. Allison Dirksen came down with the rebound. It's 2016 Lady Flyers with the lead and with the ball. Right side it goes. That's Kate Ashman back outside to Dirksen. Nora Eckstein lost the ball but picks it back up, and we got a foul called on Sage Luthold. Inbounds pass comes in there from Nora Eckstein to Ava Unrast. Unrast walks it across the timeline. Marion Local leading 20-16 on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. And we have a foul called on Fort Recovery. I think Callie Wendell. Yep. Out of bounds to the Lady Flyers. It's number two on Callie. Once again, Nora Eckstein will toss it in to Ava Unrast in the backcourt. Ava walks it across the timeline. Passing on the left to Nora Eckstein. Back out front it goes. Right side. And here's a shot up and good by Allison Dirksen. Nice little shot off the glass. Dirksen now has a total of 7 points on the evening. And the Lady Flyers have taken a 22-16 lead. And now there's a foul called on Marion Local. And that'll be two free throws for McKenna Hellskin. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Hellskin hits the first free throw. She'll have one more. She has 11 points now on the evening. And this one's also good. Now 12. She's the first player for either team to get in double figures, leading the way with 12 points, having a nice game. Inside pass knocked away by Sage Luthold, but Marion Local got it back. Right side to Ava Unrast. Dribbles out towards the top of the key between the circles now. Still dribbling the basketball. Minute 9 to go in the third quarter. Marion Local spreads it out here. Left side it goes to Kate Ashman. And there is a foul called on Fort Recovery on Sage Luthold. Number four on Sage, and Sophie Guggenbiller will come in and replace Sage for a while. Tossing it in here is Nora Eckstein. Down on the baseline. Pass goes in the corner and falling down. The ball is still up for grabs. And what do we got? Ava Unrast actually fell down there with the ball, I believe. Sophie Guggenbiller picks up the foul. Marion Local leading here 22-18 with the ball. 46 seconds to go. Nora Eckstein with it. She'll feed over on the right wing. Driving the baseline up and no good by Kate Ashman. Rebounds knocked around. Picked up by McKenna Hellskin. Indians can get back to within two now. Or maybe one. McKenna Hellskin right to Carly Niekamp. Carly dribbling the basketball. Passes back out. Callie Wendell on a three. No, it doesn't go. Callie just can't buy one tonight. Rebound comes to Marion Local. Now Callie Wendell stole it away. Nice job by Callie. She'll bring it down with 10 seconds. Drives underneath and there's a foul called on Marion Local. And Callie Wendell will go to the free throw line. Well, maybe this will give Callie a chance to break into the scoring column and get off the snide here and get going here. This would bring Fort Recovery back to within two if Callie can hit both these free throws. She has not scored yet tonight. First one is up in the air and it is no good. A little short and then went off to the right. She'll have one more. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. They'd love to buy your corn. Sell your corn to Cooper Farms at 800-637-7161, 800-637-7161. Free throw, second free throw, good by Callie, making it 22-19. Here's a shot up and no good at the horn by Ava Unrast, and we've completed three quarters of play. Quarter number three goes to Marion Local, but not by much. as the Lady Flyers now lead 22-19, outscoring Fort Recovery 11-7 in that third quarter of play. Thanks to Cooper Farms, again, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. See more and do more in a new 300 series skid steer loader or track loader from New Holland. Its industry-leading 360-degree visibility is something to truly see. With its reverse camera and 8-inch multifunction LCD display, super boom lift technology, and rock-solid stability and redesigned controls, you'll work with greater speed, safety, and precision. Maximum productivity starts with clear view. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Here we go with the fourth quarter play. Thanks again to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, check out their job opportunities at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Now we move on to the fourth quarter, brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Don't forget, Hall Brothers' big, big open house is going on right now through Saturday. Lots of savings at the annual open house at Hall Brothers. Shots no good by Marion Local. Callie Wendell comes down with the basketball. I think that was Maya Eckstein who took that a moment ago. Hands off to Carly Niekamp. Comes to the free throw line. Outside to Cameron Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp dribbles. Lost the ball. Swiped out of her hands by Unrest. She'll come down. Lost the ball. Picked up. And scoring was Kylie Shainline. Unrest lost the ball, but Shainline was right there to pick up the loose basketball and then stuffed it in from underneath. Makes the score 24-19 now on the Hall Brothers scoreboard. Lady Indians down by 5 points. McKenna Hillskamp traveled with the basketball. Cameron Mollenkamp had handed off to her, and then she kind of lost her balance and probably did travel. Marion Local with the ball back. Don't forget Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery, with their annual open house going on today through Saturday at Hall Brothers. Here's a shot fired up and good. Three-point basket by Audrey Winter. That is her first score of the game. Here's Carly Niekamp, comes down, stops, pops, and hits it, and a foul's called before the shot. Unrest called for the foul before the shot. That's unfortunate because Carly hit a nice basket there. Lady Indians are down by 8 now. That's the biggest deficit of the game, 27-19. Fort Recovery led Marion Local in the first half the whole way, and their biggest lead was 6 points in the first half. Out front to Carly Niekamp, right side to Callie Wendell, fires a three. Yes! Finally! Callie Wendell drains a three. Way to go, Callie. 27-22 now. 5-point lead. Gets Fort Recovery back in the game here in the Hall Brothers third quarter. Dirksen back on the outside it goes. There's Unrest. She'll get over to Nora Eckstein. She'll pop the shot, miss it off the glass. Rebound comes down to Carly Niekamp. Carly racing down the court, stops. And traveling's called on Carly Niekamp. As usual, the boys basketball team here tonight supporting the Lady Indians. Two teams support each other very well. Marion Local with the basketball. Unrest to the right side, back out top it goes. Audrey Winter with it. She'll pass to Ava Unrest on the right, back out to Winter, top of the key. On the left side it goes to Maya Eckstein. In the middle, Maya Eckstein, good. And Marion Local starting to pull away here. They lead by 7. 5:12 to go. Still time for Fort Recovery, but they need some offense. Ball's tipped out of bounds by Nora Eckstein. Timeout's called by Fort Recovery coach Tyler Deitch. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th through the 27th. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during the week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
We're at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio, MAC basketball. Midwest Athletic Conference basketball tonight, Fort Recovery and Marion Local. Marion Local is 4-1 in the conference, Fort Recovery 2-2 in the conference. This would have been a big win for Fort Recovery if they can get it, but it doesn't look so good right now, trailing 29-22. Callie Wendell feeds inside to Carly Niekamp, back outside to Sage Luthold, firing and hitting! Long two for Sage, right on the line. Sage Luthold getting a big basket there. Makes it a five-point game, 29-24, Marion Local by five. And knocked out of bounds by McKenna Hillscamp. It will be the Lady Flyers basketball. Maya Eckstein will toss it in for Marion Local. Maya is only a freshman, outstanding freshman. Up no good by Unrest. Rebound comes down to Cameron Mullenkamp. Over to Callie Wendell. Wendell between the circles and feeds it over to McKenna Hillscamp. Almost stolen there by Unrest, but not quite. There's a three by Carly Niekamp. No good. Rebound comes down, and there's going to be a foul called on McKenna Hillscamp. Stealing the ball away from Marion Local's Unrest. That is the fifth foul on Sage Luthold. Luthold gets called for the foul, actually. She fouls out of the game. Sophie Guggenbiller will go in now. Coming up the court, Ava Unrast. On the left side it goes to Audrey Winter. Back to Unrast, right side to Maya Eckstein. Down to Winter in the right corner, back outside to Dirksen. She'll feed over on the left to Unrest. Hooks a pass way over there to Nora Eckstein. Nora back outside to Audrey Winter. Winter passing to Nora Eckstein back out front. Maya Eckstein dribbles to the left. Hands off to Unrest. And there's a timeout call by Marion Local. 3:41 to go in the game. Marion Local leads by five. 29-24. We'll be back in a moment here on J Country 101 Radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com right after this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements and more. Stop in and see us and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Here comes the inbounds pass for Marion Local. And there's a foul called on somebody. Who? Callie Wendell gets called for the foul. Wow, that official was way on the other side of the court. number three on Cali, and so Marion Local will have it out of bounds. Pass comes in to Dirksen, back on the right side. Audrey Winter with the ball, top of the key. Maya Eckstein will pass on the right to Dirksen. Dirksen dribbles, guarded by Carly Niekamp. Dirksen passes back outside to Nora Eckstein. Here's Audrey Winter with it. Cross-court pass to Dirksen on the right wing. Dirksen bounce pass into Unrast. Unrast turns, fires, hits. She is a cool cookie. She's a junior on this Marion Local team. Makes the score 31-24. Callie Wendell with the basketball. Marion Local leads by 7 here in the Hall Brothers Incorporated fourth quarter. Don't forget Hall Brothers' big open house, their annual open house going on today through Saturday. Here's a shot up and no good by Carly Niekamp. And Marion Local comes down with the basketball. This Lady Indians just can't get much going on offense. Dirksen with the basketball, feeds over here on the right side to Eckstein back out front. And ball's inside, knocked away by Fort Recovery, and we've got timeout Fort Recovery. I think Sophie Guggenbiller might have knocked it away. Timeout. We'll be back in a moment, right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. The chills, headaches, and stuffy noses, when cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu treatments, as well as vitamins and supplements to offer relief. If you are taking a prescription, our pharmacist can also let you know which treatments are right for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th through the 27th. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during the week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Now the ball goes out of bounds, and they say Fort Recovery threw it out. So a turnover, a big turnover there for the Lady Indians. They had a chance to cut the lead down to 5. Instead, it's a 31-24 game, Marion Local by 7. Only 23 points scored in the first half of this game. 12 for Fort Recovery, 11 for Marion Local. The second half has been a little bit better, but not a whole lot. Ball goes out of bounds at the Marion Local end. Last touch by Fort Recovery. Inbounds pass goes out here in the lane. Shots fired up. No good. Rebound comes back outside. Winter missed that pass, or that shot, I should say, for Marion Local, Audrey Winter. Here's Dirksen with the ball, and she is fouled by Carly Niekamp. Out of bounds to Marion Local. 1:38 left to go in the game. Early Fort Recovery needs to foul him again real quick here. There it is. McKenna Hillscamp commits the foul. They're going to count the basket. Going to count the basket. Scoring on the play was Nora Eckstein. It makes it a 9-point game now. And Eckstein will go to the free throw line with one shot. Good. And that about ices the game there with only a minute and a half to go. Fort Recovery trailing by 10 now, 34-24. Underneath, shots up and no good by McKenna Hillscamp, and we have a foul called on Marion Local. So it's going to be Sophie Guggenbiller going to the line for the Lady Indians. For outstanding service for your farm machinery, depend on your Case IH and Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And don't forget, Hall Brothers Big annual open house now underway through Saturday. Free throw's no good. Second one is good. So Sophie Guggenbiller hitting one of two. Those are her. That's her first point of the evening. And Marion Local with the ball, leading by nine now with a minute 20 left to go in the game. Ball's knocked out of bounds. They say Callie Wendell knocked it out. McKenna Hillscamp leading the Lady Indians with 12. Back leading both teams. Ava Unrast has 10. Correction, has 11 for Marion Local to lead them. Fouls called there on the Cameron Mullenkamp, and so it'll be Allison Dirksen going to the free throw line for Marion Local. And it is no good. She's one of the three seniors on the Marion Local squad. This one's up, and it is good. The other two seniors are Nora Eckstein and Audrey Winner. Fort Recovery with the ball. Ball's tipped out of bounds by Maya Eckstein as McKenna Hillscamp tried to pass back to Callie Wendell. Lady Indians down by 10. They just need to get some shots up here. Callie Wendell with the basketball in the center circle. As the ball knocked away, got it back. McKenna Hillscamp on the right. There's a foul called on Audrey Winner. No free throws. Not five fouls yet for Marion Local. Callie Wendell will toss it in. That was the fifth foul, though, on Audrey Winner. So Winner is fouls out of the game here with 51 seconds to go in the contest. Here's Carly Niekamp up and no good. Missed it. Got her own rebound. Back up and good. And Marion Local now leads 35-27. The lead has been shriveled down to just 8 points, but there's only 44 seconds left. Fort Recovery calls a quick timeout.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th through the 27th. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during the week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Here we go. Inbounds pass for Marion Local. 44 seconds left in the game. Marion Local leading 35-27 on the Hall Brothers fourth quarter scoreboard. Allison Dirksen on the right, and there's a foul called on Fort Recovery's Carly Niekamp, and I think she's fouled out of the game. Allison Dirksen goes to the line. Nope, that's only her fourth foul, I guess. Free throw is up and no good by Dirksen. She will have one more. Now, this is what Fort Recovery wants. They want Marion Local to have free throws and miss them. This is up and no good again. Rebound, Carly Niekamp. Come on, ladies. Niekamp comes racing down. Passes off underneath to Sophie Guggenbiller. Missed the shot. Rebound comes down to Marion Local. And that about did it right there. Lady Flyers bring it up. Fouls on Sophie Guggenbiller with 17 seconds left to go in the Hall Brothers scoreboard. Fort Recovery is going to fall to 5-9 on the year, and Marion Local is going to go to 12-5. Marion Local goes to 5-1 in the conference now. They've got a shot at winning the conference. Free throw is good by Unrest. Fort Recovery drops to 2-3 in the conference. This one's no good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes to Sophie Guggenbiller. She'll pass down here to McKenna Hillscamp. McKenna falls down. Passes back to Cameron Mollenkamp inside to Guggenbiller. No good. Rebound, Carly Niekamp. Good. And that's going to wrap up the game. Niekamp makes it 36-29. Fort Recovery falls by 7 points. After leading by one at halftime, Lady Indians get outscored in the second half and lose 36-29. We'll be back to wrap up the game right after this.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Now looking at the scoring for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, they score 29 points but fall 36-29 to Marion Local. Again, Fort Recovery led at the first quarter 8-4, held Marion Local to only 4 first quarter points. Lady Indians were outscored in the second quarter but still led 12-11 at halftime. Then Marion Local got their first lead in the early part of the third quarter and led 22-19 after 3. And the final, again, Marion Local 36, Fort Recovery 29. Fort Recovery was led by McKenna Hillscamp, who had 12 points on the night. Carly Niekamp ended up with 8. Callie Wendell had 4. 2 points for Sage Luthold, 2 points for Cameron Mullenkamp, and 1 for Sophie Guggenbiller. For the Marion Local Lady Flyers, Ava Unrest led the team with a total of 12 points in the competition. We had 8 points for Allison Dirksen, 8 points for Maya Eckstein, 3 points for Audrey Winter, and 3 points for Nora Eckstein, and then Kylie Shainline chipped in with 2 points in the game. Again, leading the way for Marion Local, Ava Unrest with 12, Maya Eckstein with 8, and Allison Dirksen with 8 points as well. In the reserve game, it was Fort Recovery losing to Marion Local 40-27. Fort Recovery was led in scoring by Bridget Homan with 9. Following that, it was Cameron Mullenkamp with 5. 4 points for Sophie Guggenbiller. 3 for Ivy Toby. 2 points apiece for Emma Schmitz, Maddie Shainline, and Cadence Eber. For Marion Local, they were led by Kylie Shainline with 13 points in the reserve game. 8 points for Hannah Rendler. Chipping in with 5 was Kaylin Toby. 4 points apiece for Maria Mesher. Also Clara Homan and Molly Bruns, and 2 points for Audrey Hess. Once again, Fort Recovery's varsity record falls to 5-9 on the year, 2-3 in the conference. Marion Local improves to 12-5 on the year and 5-1 in the conference. And the Lady Indians play Marion Local twice this year, in the one time in the State Route 119 tournament, losing by only 3 in that game. And tonight they only lose by 7, 36-29. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Thanks to our studio producers, Eric Hatterley at the radio station at WPGW, Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com, and I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Again, the final score of the varsity game, Fort Recovery losing to Marion Local by a score of 36-29.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.